This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crack bat, little pop on to second. On to short, there's one. Relay, easy double play, and the game ends. All A's tonight, 5-1.
Pirates lost 5-1 to the Oakland Athletics yesterday in the first game of three in the series. Pirates had a lead for a tiny bit early on. And the game was tied, and then the A's scored again, and then they won by four. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. And it's for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So, it's getting kind of tough now. The Pirates haven't won a series in a little while. They lose to an A's team that isn't as bad as last season. They got their 13th win against the Pirates yesterday on this season. So, yeah, they're not as bad as last season. They've got some good pieces, including a guy I used to play baseball with, Mason Miller, who didn't make an appearance yesterday. But the Pirates have not won a series now since the series against the Baltimore Orioles, it looks like. They split with the Phillies. They split with the Tigers. They lost to the Mets and Red Sox. And they split with the Brewers. And they lost the series against the Giants. So this is kind of a point now where we've reached where, okay, I'm going game to game as a fan. And I'm thinking, okay, they're in it, right? It's still early in the year. They have not fallen out of the race. So there are reasons to look at this team and say, okay, there's some bright spots to look at. Bailey Falter being charged with 5 earned runs yesterday was not ideal for him. Or for the Pirates. And he's somebody that you looked at. I mean, Falter was one of the guys that was being relied on. Not that he can't have a bad start. But 5 innings. 5 earned runs is the issue I got there. 5 earned runs on 6 hits. 5 innings are nice to see, but, you know. Contreras gave up 2 hits in the 2 innings he pitched, which he did. I think it's pretty well. Locked it down after that. The bullpen was there, but not in high-intense situations. The Pirates lose. And now I kind of assess this team, and when you take it one game at a time, that's fine, but they've to keep pace and to have a legitimate shot, more of these consistent pieces just have to come together. Like, they have the talent now, and you look at the team, and the team is talented. It's just the pieces are not coming together the way that you would expect. It's similar to what happened last year, just in a less intense variety right now, where the Pirates, if one thing is working, another thing isn't. Yesterday, the bullpen was all right, was good, didn't give up a run on the score sheet technically there, but they did well in a game where the Pirates were already down by 4 runs, and the offense wasn't clicking. Crew's got a hit. Hayes got a hit, so that's good. Everybody else did not. That's the big problem. So it's more as we assess now. I mean, there are reasons to worry at this point. Not extremely, not going all pirate hate. But right now there are reasons to worry if this team doesn't start clicking, if the aspects of this team, the bullpen, the starting pitching, and the offense, and the defense, I guess, in a bit of a realm as well. They've had some struggles on defense as well. If these four elements don't start coming together, then they're going to be coming into a bit of trouble. A series win would, I think, be a good confidence booster for them. But again, the A's are not the type of, you know, assumed win that we thought they were like they were last year. Like, they've got some talented pieces on the team now that make them a bit more of a threat. It's just, you know, they're still now 13-17. This is a series that you want to go and you want to be able to win. And I say that just because the previous series that they've played in, that they were not one. They either lost a series, split a series, or got swept. And that's what you got to avoid. After losing 6 in a row, winning a few series is important. And again, I mean, they've just got so many things right now that just look like they're not going. But I can't even say that. When the one thing's working, the other thing's not. If the starting pitching's good, the offense seems to struggle. If the bullpen is doing well, the starting pitching struggles. It's just that cycle of all of these elements, and then mixed in with just some sloppy defense at times. And so Bailey Falter gives up 5 runs, but the Pirates offense is neutralized. So if you want to call in, you want to talk, 412-928-9370, you can talk to me at that phone number. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33 is my handle there. That's CALLAS_33. If you have any thoughts, you're welcome to express them and just how you feel. Again, I'm still not worried yet, and I'll just continue to talk about, you know, where the Pirates are in relation to the rest of the league and why there are reasons to still be optimistic, because I feel like I have no choice this year but to be optimistic, because, you know, they've got a team that can that has the talent to be able to win games. Now it's just, you know, what are little things that can be done? You know, what aspects of the game need to be battened down, pirate term, battened down, to make them, you know, get over the hump. It's not like they're getting blown out in consistent games either. They've been in games. It's just, what's that next step? What's going to get them to that next level? What's going to elevate them to be able to win more often than not? 412-928-9370. Give me a call. We'll talk. And I got a caller on the line right now who wants to talk, so we'll take this person. Good morning. What's your name?
It's Anthony here in Oakland, my friend.
All right. What's up, Anthony?
It's time to move on from this manager. We've seen this script before. The A's are pathetic. The Pirates are much better. I mean, this came into town last year and swept the Pirates. We're just god-awful. This manager see nothing. What is this, going on 5 years now?
I don't think they swept the Pirates last year. They won 2 of 3, though.
But it felt like a sweep. Pirates were on such a horrible spiral. I mean, the point is, they were at home. A's team was pathetic. And we've seen the script over and over again. The Pirates have a propensity to reward mediocrity. Those of us, you can't get enthusiastic about them because you know what's coming next. We've seen this. It's just perpetual. Horrible.
Yeah, Anthony, thanks for the call. I understand that sentiment. Sometimes I feel that way in certain times where you feel like, okay, great start, a lot of young, exciting players, and we feel like we know what's coming. There's something. There's one thing. I feel like there's one or two things that they tweak and they win some of these games that they're not right now. I mean, that's truly how I feel about this, and it's tough, and I want to hold hope, and I want to support this team because maybe a little extra fan support might make this team motivated, and they see that. You know, we have blackouts like we did 10 years ago, and they look at that, and they say, okay, this is a city that wants us to do well. Let's take that momentum. Let's feed off that energy, and let's go win games. Let's go play as hard as we can. I don't know. I mean, little things can change the trajectory of things, and it's not me blaming the fans, but I mean, my point is that there's something that I feel like they're so close and they can reach it and they can grab it, and they're good enough that they can indeed achieve what we want them to achieve, which right now I think is make the playoffs and see what happens from there. I believe that. They just seem to struggle in one aspect of their game every game. When one thing isn't working, another thing isn't making up for it. They were winning games in the beginning of this season, I believe, because the pitching was not great early on, except for Jared Jones, pretty much. But the pitching wasn't great, but the offense was, like, monumental. Like, the offense was scoring at a rapid rate, and down this later stretch of April, we're seeing that the offense is not producing. Rowdy Tellez has been batting in the 100s for a while, and he put up another 0 for yesterday. That's not great. Like, somebody like that, you know, you're going to have struggles with other places in the lineup. You're going to have struggles among players, but if one player is struggling and other players are making up for that, that's the winning formula there. Rowdy Tellez has been cold when other players are hot and is now still cold when other players are cold. That's not great. Now, I don't know what he has to fix personally to make that work while they're continuing to put him out there at first base. But right now, he's not hitting, and he's one of a few guys that just isn't hitting. Joey Bart got on base once. He didn't get a hit last night, but he kind of gets a pass because he started out hot. They walked Jack Swinski twice, so that's not bad. I mean, he was on base. Kutch batting in the cleanup spot, 0 for 3 with a walk. I like Kutch at leadoff hitter as well. I'm going to stake my flag in the ground there. I want him to bat leadoff more often than not, and I think Cruz should stay toward the bottom of the order, you know, if he continues to not pick it up a little bit. Because, I mean, it looked like he had more confidence batting at the bottom of the order, just for a little longer. Reynolds batting second, I'm fine with. Key Brian Hayes leadoff, not bad. Kutch was hitting well, though, when he was in the leadoff spot. I don't know why they moved him back to cleanup. That, to me, didn't make much sense. It seemed genius to put him at the leadoff spot. That's something I'll question. That's just looking at it from a lineup perspective as well. You know, some players are staying cold and not getting hot, while other players are hot and cold like baseball you feel like it's supposed to be. 412-928-9370. We got this caller on the line now. What's your name?
Will.
All right, Will, what's up?
I think that maybe there needs to be a new hitting coach. Like you were just talking about the lineup, maybe that's more on the manager. But I think that there is a way that the team would have the most chemistry and gel the best if there was the right lineup. Also, I'm still on the Trevor Bauer bandwagon. I think maybe they could get him. I know the pitching's okay, but I think that he would just add a different dynamic to the lineup and probably add some life to the team. I think there's a lot for him to offer. But back to the lineup, I think that they need to just find the best way for them to gel well together, and that's just not working right now.
Sure. Will, thanks for the call. Trevor Bauer might be a personality problem. I think that's the biggest deal, and that's why nobody else is signing him. He just creates too much of a distraction, and he seems like more of a me guy than a team guy. He's all about, you know, hey, how can I look goofy, or how can I look overly confident? You know, how can I be interesting? And, you know, and some teams that works, other teams it doesn't. And I really think that's more of the biggest thing. Not that he was charged with anything, and I'm not saying he couldn't if that were the case. I think that's just the biggest. That's the biggest thing. If I had one guess, it would be that's the whole reason why. You know, he's got his own YouTube channel. He talks in depth about his experiences with you know, players in the league or teams in the league, and I don't think teams want to be associated with that moving forward. You know, he's got stories to tell now, but they don't want to give him more stories to tell. Just guessing. That's just my hypothesis. My guess based on what I understand, what he does and what other teams want to do. And again, the starting rotation has been fine. I'm not gonna fault Bailey Falter. He's been very well. He's pitched very well in his starts. There, you can have a game where you pitch five and you give up five runs. That can happen intermittently. Not all the time. He gets a pass because he's been doing mostly well this year for me, and I think that there's another start for him where he could come out and he could do well. It's when those bad starts begin to accumulate consecutively, that's when you want to worry. But five runs given up in five innings? I mean, the offense hasn't produced well enough consistently. So, I mean, Bailey Falter could have given up two runs, and he still would have got the losing decision in this one. So that's just one of those elements to look at. I think the starting pitching right now, the pitchers that they have, are doing a good enough job at keeping the Pirates in games. So even if the Pirates were considering signing Trevor Bauer, to me, it just that's moot at this point as well, because they've got four or five guys that I feel like they can rely on, and they got Skeens in the minors, who is continuing to pitch well himself. So, yeah, they have options at starting pitcher now, where I don't think they need to take the risk on Trevor Bauer's personality. But that's kind of what I've gathered in understanding how his situation is working with the rest of the league. 412-928-9370. I'll take one more call before I go to break. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
Real quick, you never have enough starting pitchers. Never. It's a long season. So if you can get an extra pitcher, you get them. With the Pirates, when it comes to the manager, Sheldon, I told you, he's not the right guy. He's just not. You have to send a message sometimes. You may have to bench some players. The Pirates cannot go into a 10-game losing streak. That cannot be accepted, especially with the veterans on that team. So this is a year for Sheldon. By the time the halfway mark, the All-Star game, if this team is not in the playoffs, you have to let that guy go. There's no other way. There's no excuse. Five-year experiment. This is the fifth year. They have to make the playoffs, or it's time to clean house.
Sure. Ted, thanks for the call. I can understand that perspective. You can't lose 10 in a row, and they did that last season, and that was the what's the opposite of a peak? It was the valley. It was the valley point. I don't know, we'll call it the valley point. That was the lowest point for them in the season when they lost 10 in a row, and they finished off getting swept by the Marlins in Miami. Correct. That's the kind of stuff that you can't see now, that you don't want to see. The Pirates lost six in a row a week or two ago, and that's really where I started to worry a little bit, because when those losses get piled up, yeah, you're going to be concerned, because they you don't want that to happen. Now, the Pirates have to make up a little bit of ground because of that losing streak, and they've got, you know, pretty much the entire season left to do that. They've got, you know, May on to do that. Really, though, it's about not packing up those losses, and it's about making sure that all the elements of their game are working together, and right now they're not. So whether that means serious changes need to be made after the season if they don't make the playoffs, whatever the case may be, but they've got enough talent on the roster right now that I feel like they can make something happen. It's just right now it's not clicking. And for whatever reason that may be, if you blame coaching, I can understand that perspective. If you blame some of the hitters, I can understand that. Starting pitching, there's not too many starting pitchers you can blame, though, because they're mostly keeping the Pirates in the game when they're in. Five guys that they're rotating right now, I guess four consistent, but you know what I mean. And Paul Skeens coming up, they're not really to blame right now. The bullpen, Chapman's been a little shaky, so I get that. I mean, just they've got a batten down, like I said. I like that term this morning. It's in my head for some reason. Batting, you got to batten down the aspects of this game and make sure that they're all coming on as strongly as possible. Right now, they're not. And that's why they're losing. They don't want to accumulate those losses, and I really think a series win would be a good booster coming out here. Maybe they'll do the opposite of what they did last year. They won the first one at home and then lost two to the A's. Maybe this year they'll on the road, they'll lose the first one and then win the next two and give it back to them this season. That's what I hope for. And, you know, we'll see what happens. More Pirate Talk coming up next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can shop online at sunchevy.com today. High of 72, low of 59. You can expect overcast skies toward the morning, brief showers later toward the afternoon, and then on Wednesday, tomorrow, clear skies expected, high of 79, low of 52. It's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, talking about the Pirates, really, and just what they can do to tweak a couple of the things that are holding them back right now, just consistency being one and not getting streaky, whatever that looks like for them. Bailey Falter gave up five earned runs in his start against the A's yesterday, and the A's won 5-1. Pirates, a couple more games left in this series. They haven't won a series, though, since they played the Orioles. Now, some may argue, too, I mean, the Pirates got a bit fortunate in that game against the, or in that series against the Orioles, where, you know, a couple plays, you know, went for them. A couple errors were made by the Orioles. Especially that one at the end of that game when Gunnar Henderson dove and made a spectacular play to get on second, but then threw the ball away. It made you feel like things may be a little different for this team as well. Sometimes you want to take those good fortune games and then just win the games you're expected to win. And, you know, that's I think, a winning formula for a lot of teams is there's some luck mixed with some talent, and right now they have not gotten good fortunes, it seems. They've just struggled so much with the consistency. Again, if one aspect of their game is not working, another aspect is. Or, if pitching's working, hitting's not working. If hitting's working, pitching's usually not working. It's just what it's felt like. But they've demonstrated that they are good enough to be able to compete. They're not getting blown out very much this year. They've just been in a stretch here now where they've lost more than they've won. Getting swept in two consecutive series wasn't great. So avoiding those sweeps is important. Avoiding consecutive sweeps is also important for a team that wants to contend. And that's really what it's got to be now. So winning this series, I think, is important at this point. I know I've talked about before taking it one game at a time, but the six-game losing streak was our first consistent dose of a struggling team. And so they got to rebound. You know, it's been 3 weeks. It's been since the beginning of April that they've won a series. So that to me is a goal I think that they need is going into this game and winning the series. That could be done great. Now Mason Miller being the closer of this A's team is not helping the Pirates' fortunes because he's great. Keeping him out of the game or keeping him irrelevant in the game I think is important. Like having a lead so big or having a lead late is important because then he becomes ineffective. He might get you out, but it doesn't matter because you already have the lead. Send Bednar out there, you know, win a game. Win two games. Win the series. That's my goal for them at this point. And I only say that again because they lost those six in a row, and they haven't won a series since the beginning of the month. That's why. They got to win a series here. You know, get off that gap, that hiatus, come back, win the series, and then we can all be happy. So I think they're going to come back to Pittsburgh here soon, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they play the Rockies on Friday, so they start a weekend three-game series with the Rockies. So win the series, come back home, give us some good feels, and we'll go from there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.